Dialogue completion. Listen to the tape repeatedly and try to complete the following dialogues, using the exact words or phrases that you hear on the tape. Part A.
I would like to start by saying that much has been made of the reports in the press of an investigation into the possible, I say again, criminal behavior on the part of the nominee. This committee will wait for a report from the FBI before taking this matter up. However, I'll once again afford the nominee an opportunity to respond.
I, too, will wait for the FBI report before responding.
Madam Senator, tell us a little bit about your family. You have a son.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have 1 6-year-old boy, Timothy.
It's a very nice age. Now I see here that when you had Timothy, you were absent from your duty for a few months maternity leave.
Yes, I believe it's the right and responsibility of every mother to be able to take maternity leave.
Paid maternity.
Yes, I don't believe we should penalize our citizens for having children.
I think I'm on safe ground saying that valuing motherhood is quite nonpartisan. Were you to get pregnant again, do you plan to take maternity leave?
Well, I've not given that any consideration.
No, are you still able to bear children?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I believe yes.
Yet you have not given this matter any consideration. Perhaps that means, Madam Senator, let us assume you ascended to the presidency and you were to have a child during your term. Would you cede your duties to your vice president for how long?
Mr. Chairman, would the chair expect that the
deputy
assure this committee she would have her tubes tied before she assumed office? Mr. Chairman, I humbly request a point of order.
And you will be afforded one.
With all due respect,
you will be afforded one when I am finished.
Excuse me, the truth is that while we have not put a seal on the concept of having another child, my husband and I practice birth control.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would now like to enter the arena of loyalty. Loyalty is a revered quality among vice presidents, would
yes.
you agree?
Yes, very much so, yes.
Yet you chose to officially move from the Republican to the Democratic Party when you left this house in order to run for the Senate.
I view switching parties as a testament to my loyalty to my country. I felt that the Republican Party had shifted from the ideals that I cherished through my youth.
As a Republican, did you ever vote along party lines but against your own beliefs?
No, never.
You still believe in every vote you make?
Yes.
Including your vote to impeach President Clinton?
Yes, I do. That was an issue of fairness. The president, as commander-in-chief, stood by while several military officers, including candidates for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, were prosecuted for adultery or were not permitted to advance their careers. Now, I am opposed to making adultery or even lying about it a crime in our armed forces, but while it is a law, it should be enforced without consideration of rank, even if that rank is commander-in-chief.
Perhaps the senator is unaware that commander-in-chief is not actually a military rank.
No, I am aware of that. What I think we can say of President Clinton is that he was not guilty but responsible.